Presented by AfterBuzz TV, the starting point of Kathy Kelly, Sonya Deville, and Christy St. Cloud, this is Women's Pro Wrestling Weekly, the first online pro wrestling show for women by women, showcasing news and interviews with top superstars in the industry. And now, AfterBuzz's own gorgeous ladies of wrestle hosting.
Welcome to Women's Pro Wrestling Weekly, Episode 4. It feels like it's so long ago, but we're here. Where we talk all things women, all things pro wrestling. Today we have an amazing show. We're going to do the WPW Star of the Week. We're also going to break down some news. And we have a very, very special guest in studio with us. But first let me introduce my co-host. So we have Gabrielle Loren, backstage reporter for WOW, and also one of the co-hosts for SmackDown Live, AfterBuzz.
You got it, girl.
And then we have the host for Mixed Match Challenge, Anissa Barr.
Me.
And then, obviously, right beside Anissa, very, very special guest. I'm very excited. I'm kind of like getting so, Lucha Underground and Impact Wrestling superstar.
Oh, thank you.
Taya Valkyrie.
Hi.
You're nervous. I'm saying next
to I know.
Don't be nervous. It's fine.
It's so funny because I actually did the pink carpet for Glow, and I saw you and Johnny there. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, you guys, first off, you guys together, relationship goals.
Aw, thank you.
So she's like, you guys are so nice. So I was like, let me just reach out, see it again. And she came.
Here I am.
Thank you so much. So let's kind of get into some news. Let's break it down a little bit.
Pro wrestling news.
All right. So WrestleMania is coming up. I believe 2 weeks, right? Mm-hmm.
Next weekend.
It's next weekend.
Yeah, it's next week. I'm like thinking in my head, I'm like, when do I go there?
Oh, okay.
Are you doing WrestleCon?
Yes.
You are for Lucha.
I'm doing WrestleCon. I'm doing WrestleCon with Future Legend Apparel, and then I'm on the Impact versus Lucha Underground show.
That's going to be exciting.
Good show. So for the WWE Hall of Fame, Ivory is being inducted. They actually announced that Molly Holly is going to be kind of presenting, giving a little speech before she's inducted. So what do you guys think of all of that?
I'm excited.
I know, because you're a big fan.
I'm a big fan of the women of the Attitude Era. Unfortunately, I kind of wish China was here, because it would be a little... It was also all appropriate, because her and Ivory had a great rivalry. Mm-hmm. But Molly Holly is Molly Holly, and I wonder if she's going to come as Mighty Molly or just regular Molly. So, very exciting.
I've met her a few times, and she's super, super nice, so I'm excited to see that.
I know, it feels like anybody with a pixie cut is just pretty nice. I don't
know. Yeah, she's super nice both times I met her.
It might be a biased thing, but, you know.
I don't know, it could go one or two ways here. You never know. I think this is really awesome. Mm-hmm. These two are partners, rivals, also part of the Squared Circle. So it only makes sense that two people that have worked together for so long and in such an impactful time would be able to introduce each other when, you know, one is receiving an award. So I think it's well-deserved and well-placed.
All right, I think we can hit that bell, Tony. Shout out to Tony, our engineer. I made a note to mentally start including him in the show, because you're awesome, and you're awesome with a lot of other wrestling shows. So shout out to Tony. He's kind of making it all work for us.
Go, Tony!
Go, Tony! So moving on, SmackDown champ is injured. So I know, Anissa, you've been covering the Mixed Match Challenge.
Yeah.
They actually announced Charlotte was injured. She won't be in the Mixed Match Challenge. Did you see who
Becky Lynch was the choice. And I really enjoyed what they did on Impact. I'm getting Impact vibes already in my soul. The Mixed Match Challenge, Sasha did a little fun stuff with Bobby. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, Becky is straight fire as always. Mm-hmm. And I liked the fact that they brought in Becky Lynch, because I wouldn't have think Bobby would be to have that good communication with Becky. So
right.
It's different, it's fresh, and I enjoyed it.
I also liked how they included a poll with WWE Universe.
I saw that to vote in who was going to be the new partner. Yeah,
yeah. It was really nice.
I like the polls, but I'm not a fan of the video camera stuff that they've been doing for both shows.
Backstage.
I don't mind the backstage, but it's just kind of like, if you're going to do like almost a selfie video, then you don't need the graphics, because then you obviously know somebody's, you know, editing it. So it's like, I either want it raw, like you're doing the video and this is what we're seeing, or or it's an edited kind of, you know, mini package. Like, it's just kind of like, it's kind of, I don't know, it's just more of a pet peeve. It's kind of jarring to me.
No, I agree. They're trying to make social media an integration on the live show, but we know it's not really from social media, so I agree to your point. Have some truth there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like that.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's funny, when I first heard that Charlo was injured, you think like something really serious happened in the ring, mm-hmm. but then we find out that actually it was a tooth infection or a mouth infection.
Yeah, she's a dental snut.
Yeah, I saw that it was a dental thing.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
she'll be so okay.
she'll be at WrestleMania.
Yeah, she will be there.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy with that. I feel like that's going to happen, and you kind of know that. This is how invested you are in the show. So somebody gets injured and you're like, oh my god, are they okay? And then you find out it's a dental thing, and it's like, oh, you just used my emotions. It's kind of one of those things. Because there's a few times where a couple friends of mine are like, oh yeah, they're injured, and I'm text like, are you okay? It's like, nah, we're just, I'm like, really? Like, so that's how invested
everyone always jumps like to the conclusion that it's like the worst possible thing.
Yeah, right. Right. Like the few times when I said, oh, my tire popped, you're like, are you guys okay? And I'm like, I'm alive, just my tire just popped.
That could go.
I didn't die.
Well, that is actually really dangerous.
Yes. Yes.
No, I know, but you know.
I mean, I guess if they're texting after your tire popped, then you should be okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. That doesn't come, that's not the first thing. It's like, oh my god. And yeah, you're right. If you're dead, then you probably wouldn't be dead.
Yeah, you wouldn't be doing much of anything.
Well, anyways, moving on. Let's hit that bell, Tony. So after 600 days as the champ, this lady loses her belt, Toni Storm. I can't believe it's been 600 days.
Good for her.
I think that's more than Asuka, because Asuka's been, I know two different organizations, but Asuka's been 500, I believe. Mm-hmm. I think it's like 500-something.
I was like 900 and something when I was the Reina de Reina.
So it's champion,
just saying over here.
Okay, just those show draws. I like.
I don't know the exact number, but it's something like that. It was almost 3 years.
So now, wow. are you the number one as far as like over...
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I'll
do some little, we'll post that Google. On social media. Because if you're the number one, I mean, you're number one in a lot of things, but if you're the number one in that, then...
It's crazy to think about.
Nobody can't top that.
Yeah, I don't think
we'll ever top that.
Yeah, I'm gonna do a little Google search.
Google search as
we're working through that. So Toni Storm, she holds multiple championships in various promotions. She had the championship for 600 plus days at Stardom Kingdom, or Stardom Championship, and she lost it to Viper. So... Did anybody get to see that fight? There's so much.
I saw a little clips.
I haven't watched Stardom in a long time, but I should watch it more, because they have really good matches over there all the time. It's too much.
I almost feel like, and this is more for me and, you know, not everybody else, you know how like they have the sports season, so you have like, you know, a little bit of baseball, and then that ends and kind of leads into basketball. I feel like that's what they should do for wrestling promotions, but again, that's just for me being selfish, so I can kind of keep up with everything, because
yeah,
it's just like,
that's a good point.
I just finished watching like WOW, and I've been like, Lucha's been on my queue forever. I just finished like season one. And I had to,
I'm so far behind.
So behind. Oh my gosh. I have been like kind of YouTubing like your matches, you know, all that good stuff. But it's just like, I didn't realize the season was so long. So you're doing that, and then you're still trying to keep up with WWE. And like, it's just like,
it's a lot. Yeah. There's a lot of wrestling that's available right now, so it's just like a little bit overwhelming sometimes. But at the same time, everyone gets to enjoy everybody's stuff from all over the place, which was not a thing a few years ago. So.
And I'm glad that we're in that time where, for the longest time, it was WCW and WWE. There was not enough indie wrestling out there. Mm-hmm. Ring of Honor back in like 2003 was getting started, 2005 and all that fun stuff. And now we're able to expand different organizations. Thank you.
We're all having a day.
I know. Overall, it's nice to see that there's more talent out in the world than just these different types of
right.
places.
Well, and with that being said, then does that give you more work, being that there's all these promotions? And I think the contracts are now changing, right, with Impact.
There's
and
a lot
Lucha.
Of things that has changed over the last few years compared to even like 2 years ago. So like, we're busy. So
that's great.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. So Toni, you could hit that bell and let's go into what you've been up to.
This is all about you now.
Hey. What do you guys want to know?
I talked about it last week. The rumor is that for the season of Lucha, you and Johnny got married.
I know nothing about that.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay. So there's no yes, no, or maybe to that?
I know nothing about that.
Okay.
I mean, I had to shoot the shot. I mean, that was
you tried,
rumor.
But you failed.
Well, okay, how about this? Regardless of that, will you guys be having your own wedding for friends and family this summer?
Yes, we are getting married on June 1st.
Mm-hmm. That's exciting.
So it's putting a wedding together is like the hardest thing I've ever done in my entire life.
Yeah.
But
harder than wrestling?
Harder than wrestling, I swear. And I'm also just not like, I don't know. I'm like, you know, when as much as there's stuff on the internet and people can tell you about stuff, mm-hmm. like how to do something easier or whatever, it's still really, really hard. Just trying to coordinate like 200 people.
Yeah.
And a lot of, like, John comes from a giant Irish family. Mm-hmm. So I have to, like, you know, make sure that everybody knows what's going on and, you know, really get it all together. And I also want it to be perfect. So it's coming along, though. So
did you guys ever have, like, ideas of maybe going to Ireland for your wedding?
Or Canada. My mom petitioned very strongly for us to get married in Canada, but failed. Well, I have friends from Canada, America, and Mexico coming, so I felt like L.A. was the middle ground. Yeah. So I felt like it was the most fair. And also it just means I get to be involved in a lot more because it's right here.
Right.
So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So now, as far as that, are you going to be doing like any like Skyped or televised stuff? Like, can we watch this wedding?
Should we have a live
stream
feed?
It for like $15?
Yeah, oh my gosh. You should pay for the wedding that way.
Weddings are expensive. That's a really good idea, though. I think a lot of people would actually pay into that.
I would.
I mean, you never know. John comes up with all sorts of crazy ideas. So I would not put it past him that he might have even already thought about that, or someone's trying to pitch it to us. Uh-huh. So you never know. But it's going to be a really awesome day, and a lot of really cool people are going to be there to share in that moment with us. So we're really excited.
Okay, mm-hmm. So now, anything as far as any matches we should look out for in the season, Lucha?
I'm going to say that season 4, honestly, for me, was a really, really big turning point for the Taya character. I felt like she changed and grew, and you really see a completely different side of Taya than you'd had in the prior seasons. Mm-hmm. Season 2, for me, when I break it down and look at it, season 2, I was just, like, so excited to be there. I mean, that was my first, like, American TV show from Mexico. Mm-hmm. Season 3 was a horrible season for me. Like, I lost my sister. I had lost my dog. Like, there was all these kind of stressful personal things that happen. So mm-hmm. when I watch season three, I get like, ugh, like I just don't even like it. Mm-hmm. And also it's like, I just felt like I had so many other things going on, so I didn't feel like I committed as much as I should have. But season 4, like, so much great stuff is going on in my mm-hmm. life and professionally and personally. So I feel like it shows. And like, it shows how passionate we all are about that TV show, especially mm-hmm. because we took such a long hiatus between season 3 and season 4. Mm-hmm. So like, some people are going to be like, who is this girl? Because I completely feel like my style has changed. Uh-huh. My way I wrestle has changed. I'm more confident. I just, you know, I know what I'm doing a lot more. Mm-hmm. Even though I've been wrestling for 8 years, you never ever, you know, stop learning and growing. So I feel like season 4 is really like going to be interesting for everyone to watch.
Wow. So does that mean we get to see more of the Huera Loca?
There's a lot of Huera Loca going on in season 4. Yeah, and I mean, people really try to ask me, like, how I keep my Impact character compared to my Lucha character different. And, like, if you didn't think that we were different before, now you're really going to think it's different. Like, I'm talking like I'm 3 people here, but, like, it's true. No, like, I really, really made a point of making sure that Lucha Taya was totally different than Impact Taya, especially this season. I mean, you see little glimpses of Huera Loca on Impact, because, like, mm-hmm. I just, like, naturally, like, start screaming in Spanish and I do weird things. Uh-huh. But I do try to keep them as separate as possible. So season 4, you'll really, really notice that.
Now, being from Canada as well, I think I had to take French up until, like, 10th or 11th grade. Can you speak both French and Spanish?
Yes. My French actually right now is terrible because I have so much Spanish going on mm-hmm. in my head. But, like, my dad was in town or my mom, and they'll, like, speak French to me. It'll take me, you know, an hour. Mm-hmm. And then my mom's making fun of me because she's like, your French sounds like you are a Mexican woman trying to speak French, because I have a Spanish accent where I'm rolling my R's more strongly mm-hmm. and things like that. But I do still speak French. I just need to practice.
So, wait, are they Quebecois?
No. We're from the West Coast. So we're from Victoria.
Yeah.
My dad's from Switzerland. So my first language at home was French.
Oh, wow. Okay. Oh. Yeah, because I know that
the East Coast of Canada, is...
The Quebecois
French is very different from the European French.
Yeah, so. they're an interesting bunch.
Yeah. And now, going back to Lucha Underground and filming, that process, is it what, like 3 to 6 months sometimes of being there and working on the show before you guys actually put it together and release?
Well, this season was done very compressed compared to past seasons. We did less episodes as well, but I mean, we did 4 weeks of taping for 20 plus episodes back to back.
Wow. That's
so crazy. It was a lot. Hence why I still like I'm still a little bit sick. Like we all got really sick. Mm-hmm. Like it was we were just giving it everything we had, like to you know, put together something we were really proud of.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the new temple is really interesting and different and has special little secrets that you guys mm-hmm. will all find out in the future because I will not tell you anything.
still but, more show to go with.
Yeah, there's still lots. But yeah, it was just a really cool feeling to be back there and with our little Lucha family and doing all that. So
how are you prepared to do all these matches with working out as well?
I don't know when I look. I don't know how I do it. I don't know how all of us do it. But like we're there like all day before a live show.
Mm-hmm.
So we have agents that help us put our matches together, and we have a training ring, and we practice, and you know, like come up with like different ideas and what's going on and the story we're trying to tell, and you know, so it's just. You know, it's 24 hours a day you're thinking about it. Like, there was so many times when John and I are at home, we're like, what about this for next week? Or what about this? And we're just constantly thinking about ideas because everything was come and cut, like, so quickly.
And now there's a lot of beautiful women wrestlers. However, I think we might have the pictures. The pictures that you sent me, I said, Anissa, where they're somewhere. But
coming
your
out.
Body is banging.
Thank you.
So what do you do to kind of stay in shape?
Well, I'm
first
actually going
to... How do you get that butt?
Okay, we're gonna talk about a few things. It's really interesting. Also, and I'm gonna say this because I wanted somewhere to say this. It's really interesting to me too because I actually gained weight and I get it, and like I've been actually criticized very publicly by fans and things like that because I during season 2 and season 3 like went through all that personal stuff and mm-hmm. I went through like a really bad period of like fighting with eating disorders and depression and things like that. And so now what you're seeing is me being healthy and me being, you know, in control of like myself.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to make sure that everybody knows that that is healthy. That's what women should look like. Mm-hmm. And anyone that wants to talk shit about a woman actually looking healthy has got a problem. So, you know, like I train really hard to look like that. Mm-hmm. And I know I'm strong. I don't get injured. I used to get injured all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm finally like, you know, standing my ground and being like, listen, guys, that does not look fat.
No, not at all.
You know, you'd be surprised how horrible people can be sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
But, no, like, I work out super hard. I really concentrated on like, keeping my legs really strong because I suffered from, like, knee injuries a little mm-hmm. bit when I was in Mexico. So to stabilize my knees and everything. So I try to do, like, glutes and legs, like, 2 times a week.
Mm-hmm.
We have a ring in our backyard, so we train wrestling all the time. And I also just, you know, work out with John all the time, too, so it's pretty fun.
What has been the most beneficial part of your workout that you brought to the ring? Is it the cardio? Is it doing 2 leg days a week?
I think that it's just... I think it all affects what I'm doing in the ring, you know? I also now, like, I choose to use a lot more strength moves, which I didn't do for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm loving it because who doesn't want to see, like, a hot blonde chick throwing another chick around like that? And or throwing a guy around that, mm-hmm. too.
Yep.
Season 4. But, yeah, no, it's, like, it's really awesome because now I just feel, like, just so much more confident in my movement than I was before. So, yeah.
Great. And do you feel like most of your haters come from social media, Twitter, Instagram? Where are you finding most of the haters are attacking you?
On social media. And I think it's like, I know that social media is like a double-edged sword. Mm-hmm. I think that social media is awesome because I love communicating with my fans and I like being honest. I like being relatable. I like having a conversation with people because
mm-hmm.
I'm very like, I wear my heart on my sleeve. I'm very honest about like, you know, what I've been through and things like that because I feel like it's should be important for us to speak to other people because people look up to us.
Right.
You know, if I can help somebody get through something that I went through, great.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I feel like on social media, too, people, especially to women, you know, and when wrestling fans can be really horrible mm-hmm. and some can be amazing and the best, most passionate people about what we do. But it's just, it's crazy to me that, you know, after we put all that on the line and we're sacrificing ourselves to perform and people still feel the need to be a little bit rude, so.
Wow, so what do you do to kind of, like, make sure that's not affecting you?
Oh, it affects me. Of course it does. You know, like, we're all human.
I think it's those are the type of people that never seen you. I feel like, for me, like, never seen you wrestle in person
mm-hmm.
or just doesn't know that you are a certain character. You are different. And I feel like they block the character from the actual person who you are.
Yeah, and I mean, it's like, I have moments, like just like any girl, if they saw someone write something mean or directly insult them, of course I'm like, oh, sad or whatever.
Right.
But at the same time, like, I just have to dust myself off and move forward. Like, I can't sit there and think about it.
Yeah.
And I have to, I know that I have to get better about not reading some stuff.
See, yeah, so. I don't think it's people who haven't seen you work. I think it's people, one, that can't do what you do. Mm-hmm. They're sitting on the couch complaining. They're kind of projecting their insecurities on you.
Of course.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's like, you have a hot husband. They probably don't have a hot partner at
all.
Let
me just say.
Yeah.
Have you seen him?
Yeah. So I think you have a lot going on for yourself, mm-hmm. and you've been working hard.
Yeah.
And I think with that, it's one of those things where you look at your life and you hear them complaining, and then you look at your life again, and it's like, my life is amazing.
And like, you know, it just comes with the territory, and you know, we all have to get used to it, but I just want, you know, girls out there, don't worry about that stuff. Come on. Because we're all gorgeous, and we all have our own shapes and forms and mm-hmm. skin tones and whatever else, you know, and cultures, and you know, people can be rude, but there's only one of us, right?
So. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Actually, speaking of your husband, yourself, and the wedding, all this other stuff, has there been any talks as a possible reality show?
Ooh. We got approached about something like that a few months ago, but mm-hmm. it never ended up happening because of different TV projects that he's involved with at this time. Okay. But you never know what the future could hold. I would think that'd be hilarious. The Hennigans. Yeah. Or the what was it? Nitro Morrison Mundo Impact Hennigans, whatever you want to call it.
Because, yeah, when you say Valkyries, you had a ring in your backyard, I mean, that alone makes for TV magic.
Oh, so. Yeah, there's all, there. If you just followed us around for like an hour, it would just.
Was that ring a part of Glow when they did?
No.
Okay.
No, it was a different one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, well, speaking of Glow, now have they approached you? Because, I mean, did they know that? Because your husband had a role like a. I think a few of the episodes he had a role. Did they know that his fiance is a badass in the ring?
Like, they actually came to watch an episode of season 4 this year. Some of the girls, which was amazing, and I was totally marking out. But it was I don't know. Like, I've never been approached to be on the show, mm-hmm. but I'm obviously open to it. I would love to be part of something like that because I think what they're doing is really cool, and the chicks on that show are wicked.
So the actors came to your show, but what about the producers and Danae?
I only saw some of the actresses.
Okay,
but I mean, as you know, like Chavo Guerrero is on Lucha, mm-hmm. and he's involved with that show. Marty Elias, our referee, is also involved with that show. So there's a lot of crossover. So who knows? But hopefully, hey. Hit me up.
cross fingers. So now let's kind of we kind of talked about Lucha, and obviously you're not really giving us too much.
She gave us a few things.
She gave a few things. I understand that. So Impact.
Yes.
So what can we look forward to? Because the whole big, it's like the Super Bowl of wrestling, of mm-hmm. all things wrestling, is happening next week. I thought it was 2 weeks ago, but it's next week. What can we look forward to in this championship match?
Actually, I just recently had my first match versus Allie mm-hmm. last weekend in Northern California.
Which is
so
great.
We're just gonna try and kill it again, and you know, Taya is coming for it. Mm-hmm. I want that belt. I want it bad. So I want to, you know, I want to take the throne that's mine and be the queen of Impact. So.
So speaking of Impact, your whole intro video is freaking amazing.
It reminds
me of Game of Thrones. Is that what they were doing?
Yeah, so that's what I was doing. Yeah, when I was going to go start working with Impact, they kind of asked me like what I wanted to do, and I'd been doing the queen thing in Mexico a little bit because Reina de Reinas means mm-hmm. queen of queens, mm-hmm. and so I was the longest reigning, a two-time, and also the first ever non-Mexican born woman to ever win that championship. Mm-hmm. So I was the queen of queens. So that's where that original idea comes from. And then when I went to Impact and they were talking about music and like all that kind of stuff, like it was very, like I was sending them all this Game of Thrones stuff and like Viking references and like all this kind of stuff.
Were you thinking of like Cersei when you were doing it?
Oh, I'm like a weird like Khaleesi Cersei Lannister.
Oh, I love Khaleesi.
So yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. I want dragons. That's can amazing. I do an entrance with dragons? Maybe I could have people, I don't know.
Fire. Yeah. You could do a lot with that.
Yeah. I'm actually like kind of looking up what who's the longest reigning, so just keep on.
Yeah,
keep going. So, what has been your career highlight so far? You've done Lucha, you've done TNA and Impact. There's been so many things you've been involved with.
I don't know. I just feel like the last few years have been absolutely insane in a really good way. And I think some of the highlights have been just being able to wrestle different girls all over the states and just represent, you know, Lucha Libre in my own way, like in the Huera Loca way, and whatever that may be, and just kind of, you know, open people's eyes to what Lucha Libre is, because I'm like in love with Lucha and that Mexico changed my life and all this kind of stuff. So for me, I'm very passionate about it and I want people to see it for what it is. I don't know, like, I still feel like there's so much more for me to accomplish, and aka also getting the Impact's women's title.
Yeah, you're after that.
And I, a lot of things on Lucha that I just want, I can't wait for you guys to watch, because there are like some pretty big moments in there too. You know, I want to go back to Japan at some point. I want to go to Europe. I want to go to Australia. I want to travel with John and be able to, you know, share in all this stuff with him. So we'll see what happens.
Well, speaking of John, so you guys are engaged. You're getting married in June. How is that relationship, and how does it work when you're with somebody and your schedules are just crazy? You're always on the road. You always have shows and different promotions.
How is it? He's gone right now.
Oh my goodness. For how long?
6 weeks.
Wow. That's a long time.
But wait, where is he though?
He's on a TV project right now. Yes.
So what do you guys do when you have this separation and you guys are on the road?
Well, it's like, usually we are always together. I swear, like, I don't know. It's weird for me to not speak to him every, like, hour or be around him all the time, and the fact that he's like not here right now, this is the first time that I've lived in the States without him, that I'm just like, oh my god, like a lost puppy dog, like, what am I doing? But you know, like, we have just like such a like supportive, like, I've never in my life like met someone who like loves me the way that he does, and also like supports what I do and wants me to be better and just like lets me be me, and I feel like I do the same for him, and so I just think that it works perfectly that way, and when we do get to travel together, that's, there's nothing better than that. So
I want to be able to talk about your journey in Mexico when you decide, what made you decide to go out to Mexico and start wrestling out there?
Well, the months prior to me going to Mexico, I had actually been, I actually got a WWE contract, and then they pulled it a few months before I was supposed to move, and I never was really given like a answer as to why. Still this day we're not really too sure, but that's okay. So anyways, I was devastated, obviously, just like anybody would be, because I had this dream and I was like, it's gonna happen, and then I had quit my job, sold my car, like all this kind of stuff, and all of a sudden I wasn't going to Florida. So I was just grasping to find something else, another outlet for me to be able to perform, because I wanted to wrestle. So I know the Hart family and Ted Hart from, because I was living in Calgary at the time and I was trained by Lance and stuff, so he put me in contact with Conan, and that start opened that communication, and then allowing me, inviting me to go to Mexico, and I ended up staying for 5 years. But it was all like just these weird things, and like as horrible as I felt like at the time, like I was totally the right thing for me to do, and I definitely feel like as crazy and weird as my journey has been, you know, like, definitely chose the road less traveled, but I think that that made me a better person, it made me a better wrestler, it made me just have a better understanding of this sport, of the world, of like a lot of things, and it made me come to John. So that's at the end, there you go.
I mean, there's so many experiences you had, especially meeting your now fiance, that you would not have had or been on that road if you would have had that contract. So, you know, looking at it in retrospect, if you were to maybe get a contract with WWE at some point in the future, would you take it?
I think so. Why not? You know, there's another place I haven't been, so maybe they need a little Huera Loca in their life.
No.
Probably.
And there's a lot of really talented women on that roster right now that I think I would have great matches with, and a lot of men that I think that I would have great matches with, so maybe they need a little spice.
Is there anybody in particular?
Well, out of the women, I really would love to wrestle Charlotte. I'd love to wrestle Natty. I'd love to wrestle Nia Jax. I'd love, you know, it just goes on Ember Moon. I'm trying to think. I'm like, oh, now I can't think of names. But there's just so many people out there right now that are good ass wrestlers. And they know how to work. So that makes me really, really happy. And that's what's representing, you know, all of us. So I like that.
And do you feel like having the diversity of all these different projects that you've been able to do over these last few years and wrestling with different people, that you guys are kind of up and coming together? Like, you see them on different events, you grow together, you get new opportunities together. Is that a good thing for you? Do you enjoy that you have like a family and a community?
Absolutely. And I think that when we film Lucha Underground again, which I hope is very soon, if you ever come to the temple and see what it's like, the atmosphere is just so cool. And all of us backstage are friends and family, and like, you know, a lot of them are in my wedding party. Like, it's just like, it's, we've all come up together and grown together at the same time, and we're all kind of discovering this big world of wrestling together, and that's what makes it cool, because you have other people to share it with, right? Wow.
You've wrestled so many women around the world. Who is somebody that you love to wrestle all the time, that you could go forever?
Oh my gosh. I'm going to say Rosemary is probably one of the top for me, because I've had some pretty incredible, memorable moments with her. There's something that's still coming out in, I think, a few weeks, mm-hmm. which you guys should look out for. It's going to be pretty good.
Okay.
So mm-hmm. me and her have, like, fabulous chemistry, and I also think she's just such a, like, interesting and creative person mm-hmm. that, like, it makes me want, it pushes me to, like, be more creative and you know, excel in that area. I mean, there's just so many people. I wrestled Io Shirai in Japan. I'd love to wrestle her again, because that was just awesome, and there's a bunch of girls in Stardom too that I haven't had the chance to wrestle. So, I mean, it's just, there's the amount of talent right now that is just unbelievable. So I could go on forever, like, just having dream matches.
Yeah, that's what I was actually gonna say. It's just one of those things where the women were there.
Mm-hmm.
It's just now that there's a lot of outlets for the women as far as, you know, different organizations and all that good stuff. Now, is there anything, you have the Me Too movement and we have, like, the Women's Revolution. Is there mm-hmm. anything that you want to see women do that we or you guys haven't kind of done just yet in the wrestling area?
Oh, my. I mean, I want a main event, a giant pay-per-view, and, like, do stuff like that. I mean, I think that we're getting more and more respect every day, you mm-hmm. know, and we're proving that we can actually wrestle. We're not just here to look cute and mm-hmm. shake our butt. Like, we can actually go. So, I mean, why not have me versus, I don't know who, to, you know, be the main event at Triple Mania in Mexico? Like, why hasn't that happened? I don't know.
Right.
But maybe I'll be the first one to do it, you know, or you know, an Impact pay-per-view or something like that. Yeah. I mean, that's what the biggest thing for me would just, for so that we're given that exact same opportunity as the guys do, because I think that we've shown and proven over and over again that we can go, so.
Yeah, definitely, like, what you're saying, like, your path was less traveled, mm-hmm. but it's made you unique. Like, yeah. the fact that you're from Canada, you speak Spanish, some Spanish-French-ish type stuff. You have an amazing intro. It's just, it makes you stand out from other folks who are just, you know, kind of trying to do the road that everybody else has done.
Yeah, and I mean, I have always, anyone who's known me, my, like, growing up and stuff, will never say I tried to blend in. So I always wanted to be, you know, different than everybody else, and I think that I've done that and stayed true to myself at the same time, so.
Oh my gosh, I'm so upset that we're almost time to wrap. You have to do a part 2.
Okay,
well, yeah. Maybe, yeah, you are amazing.
Yeah, maybe after the wedding, or maybe streaming the wedding, we can
while you're, do you guys the wedding, want to be there to stream it?
Yeah, right? We could do the after yeah. show for
or the after show for the wedding.
We're at the Hennigan after show.
Yes! That sounds awesome.
Oh my gosh.
We could be in studio, we'll watch it for you guys, and then we'll give everybody
commenting.
Else a play. Yeah, play by play.
Oh, look at that.
Just putting the ideas out there.
No one so will funny. Be doing any bumping, no one will be going in through any cakes, no one will be doing anything crazy, though, but it's
that would be fun.
That would be kind of
there's
awesome.
A rule. I'm like, no wrestling at the wedding.
Until the drinks.
Yeah. Be your real self.
Yeah.
Well, there will definitely be a part 2. You are such a powerful yes. woman. If you guys have not seen Ty Alive, please go see a show. You're going to be at WrestleCon. Make it happen. It's next weekend.
Yes, and as well as go to Bar Wrestling. I go all the time. I tell you guys every time, go, because
Bar Wrestling's so fun. Come,
she is
come
paving,
party with us.
Yes. Yes, she might throw, she might ask you, give her your own beer, and she'll probably throw it at somebody. Who
yeah,
knows?
You know, you never know. Awesome.
But I say all the time, thank you for paving the way for women in general, as some women in this world are not allowed to become wrestlers but want to be, or mm-hmm. anything. Just women in general who love this business. So thank you for paving the way for
thank you.
Everything.
And thank you guys for talking about this,
yeah.
because,
yeah.
You know, we need a lot of powerful women in all aspects of our lives.
Yes.
So I really appreciate that.
Well, thank you, Taya, for being one of those powerful women today with us. And speaking of powerful women, if you guys want a podcast to tune into and you want to have fun, learn, and grow in all areas of your life, we have that podcast for you. It's called Conversations with Maria Menounos, the podcast edition. It's hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews, along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of life. From health and wellness to career, relationships, finances, and more, it's almost everything we've talked about today. Let our Maria be the big sister you've always wanted. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos. It is free, you guys. It doesn't get better than that. Be sure to rate and comment, and when you do, let Maria know that it was us over here that sent you, both Taya and the Women's Pro Wrestling Weekly crew. Again, Conversations with Maria Menounos, the podcast edition. Check it out.
All right, so you think you can do the Star of the Week in 2 minutes?
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's roll through it.
All right, so you know this character, Amber Nova. She, she's freshly new, but she's been in the game since 2016.
I beat her up a few times.
16, yeah. She had a few matches with her. She had great matches with Rosemary Alley, and she is... been the one-time Riot Women's Champion, one-time AWA Florida Tag Team Champion, as well as one-time USCW Women's Champion. And she's known as coming from the garage because her father is a mechanic. She drives a Chevy, and her finisher is a Nova driver. So, I mean, go check her out on Twitter at Nova_Girl1973 and Instagram at NovaGirl73. Please watch her matches because they're fun, and you know, you've beaten up for a few, multiple times.
I'm also going to say one last thing. Please go check out Boone the Bounty Hunter, John's movie. It's now on Netflix.
Oh, is awesome. It?
Yes. Nice.
I'm going to go. Give it a review. Give it a thumbs up. Yes. Give it whatever, 5 stars or whatever it is. He would kill me if I didn't say that.
I'm going to go watch it when I get home.
Done and done. A quick poll for this week, guys. I think, we already know where the option should sway. But the question is, for Impact Knockout Champion, who are you rooting for? Taya or Allie? So, I mean, the choice is clear with us. So, just saying. So where can they find you, Taya?
On Twitter and on Instagram at the Taya Valkyrie, and on Facebook, there's only one approved page, please. Facebook.com/Taya Valkyrie.
And no negative comments, else we will be coming for you.
Yeah, you don't want me to find you.
Put yourself over, Anissa.
I am the host of WWE Mixed Match Challenge, as well as Total Bellas and Total Divas. Some stuff's coming out soon, so check that out. And follow me on Anissa Bar.
And you guys can find me on Twitter and Instagram at GabbyLorenTV. Also my YouTube channel. And if not there, I'm also here every Tuesday night for SmackDown Live on AfterBuzz TV and Women's Pro Wrestling Weekly on Wednesdays, as well as a backstage reporter for WOW Women of Wrestling. So make sure to check it out.
Coming soon. So you guys, we love your comments. Keep those comments coming on YouTube. Give us 5 stars. We don't want anything less than that.
No.
Follow us on everything as far as AfterBuzz TV, on everything, all that good stuff. On Twitter, you can follow us at WPW Weekly, as well as IG. Other than that, you can find me on everything at TK Trinidad. We really appreciate you. There's a lot of wrestling podcasts out there, but there's none where we feature women all the time talking about pro wrestling. Just putting it out there. All right. I think, take it away, Tony. Thank you.
From executive producers Kevin Undergaro, Maria Menounos, Phil Svitek, producer TK Trinidad, and me, Mark Donica, your voice of AfterBuzz TV Wrestling, we ask you to rate and comment on iTunes, subscribe to AfterBuzz Wrestling on YouTube, and find us on all social media. Thank you for watching Women's Pro Wrestling Weekly. See you next week.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.